Rashmi Nair with you on this gray Wednesday, but it's dry. We'll take it, right? For a hump day, 5 degrees, feeling like 2 degrees. And I am looking forward to this conversation. We have joining us on the line, Scarborough Guildwood's MPP, Liberal Mitzi Hunter, who made a big announcement today. And we are happy to pick up from there and continue the conversation. Welcome to The Rush.
Yes, it's great to be here. It's been an exciting day, and I'm in downtown Toronto in at Spadina, and
did we just lose Mitzi?
I'm still here in Kensington Market.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you made the announcement this morning. We've been playing clips of you speaking with our colleague Christina Tenaglia this morning on CP24 with your intention to run to be the next mayor of Toronto. How have you spent the rest of your day then? You're in Kensington now. Where have you been and what have you been talking about?
Oh, I've had such a really great day. Of course, I was in my constituency office, meeting with some local doctors that were looking to improve healthcare for people in our community. I needed some help to do that. I was then at Queen's Park, and the Bangladeshi community was there raising their flag for Bangladeshi Day. And of course, I have many friends in the community, and so that was super fun, and then I just came over here to. Did you know the hat trick was actually created right here on Spadina Avenue in Kensington Market? I heard that story as I was just in downtown walking around our wonderful thriving Toronto.
The hat trick? You mean like three goals in a row?
Three goals in a row. There was a hat maker on Spadina who challenged some Leaf players back in the day. And if they could do three goals in a row, they would get this hat. And they did. And the line stuck. So we have so much wonderful history in Toronto, and it's such a great city that has evolved and changed over the years. And we just have to make sure that continues. We can't afford for Toronto to fail in any way as Ontario and Canada's economic engine and one of the most important cities. So this upcoming election is so important. And today I have, informed the community that I am preparing to run as the mayor of Toronto, our great city.
And so you're saying we can't afford to risk it all. But I mean, we can't afford to keep going the way we are either, right? We need to find new revenue streams. So I wanted to ask you, other candidates that have made it official, like Councillor Josh Matlow, came out with a plan with a tax increase. Where is your mind at when you're thinking about a Toronto going forward? What will be funding it?
I'm absolutely concerned about the fiscal situation in our city. I'm looking very much into what the finances are. We've run out of runway, and that's definitely clear. $1.56 billion in the fiscal hole, which we have to fix, and we have to do that now. So we do have to look at new solutions and move, ensure that we can make the right priorities and decisions to move our city forward, because we, as I said, we cannot afford for Toronto to fail, and it's going to take all of us, right? Like this is important that we're all in this together, and we're going to have to work together to make sure that Toronto remains a great city.
Can you get all of us on one page?
Absolutely. Rashmi, I'm a consensus builder. That's something that I am very much known for, is bringing people together. And as the former CEO of Civic Action, I'm very used to solving those very tough, complex issues and coming to resolution. Obviously, having spent 10 years at the provincial level, a former cabinet minister holding very important files like education, I'm very used to bringing people together around a table to have consensus and solutions that lead to action.
So how would you characterize how City Hall has been running recently? We can go as far back as you'd like, but what do you see and what would you like to improve on?
And I've worked with City Hall at such, you know, in such a consistent way over the years. You know, when I was at Goodwill Industries, I worked with the waste management and recycling department. You know, as the former chief administrative officer at Toronto Housing, I obviously worked with the social housing office very consistently. And then, of course, at Civic Action, worked right across the city on major files like transit and other things. So, you know, what happens in council is really one part of this city working and functioning, and it's very important what happens, but we have to ensure that our city is working together and that it's working for everyone, and that's the focus. And we have a new council right now, you know, in terms of just, you know, reelected last October, many new individuals on council. And for me, it's about working with each and every person to see how they can improve and what's important to them in their ward. And then what can we do in common that's going to benefit all Torontonians. We have to ensure that Toronto is a city that works for everyone. And coming from Scarborough, that's something that is very important, that each and every part of our city sees that they have representation and that they are also sharing in the growth and in the prosperity of our city.
13,404 people in Scarborough voted for you last October. that's big, right? Almost half of all the votes cast in that riding of Scarborough-Guildwood. And it was a re-election for you. So it's a big risk to have to give up that seat to run for mayor.
Yeah, you know, I'm all in. And this is about taking the success that I've had in Scarborough and bringing that to the rest of Toronto. You know, I've run in four straight elections. I've won four straight elections, even some real tough nail-biter ones, because the one before this one, I won by 74 votes. And it was just to the hard work of my team and my volunteers and, frankly, the people of Scarborough who have put their trust in me. And I want to see that happen for the rest of the city as well. You know, I want to continue to work hard for the city and work hard for everyone in the city so that they can see that, you know, they have a future here. I want to make sure that young people see that they can grow up and, you know, rent an apartment or eventually buy a house in our city. We've got to make sure that those possibilities are still available and open to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Because you're seeing that response from people. I know you mentioned to Christina that a bus driver cried when you broke to him that you were going to run for mayor. I mean, people are desperate for strong leadership in the city, yes?
Yes, they are. And they want to change, and I recognize that. And, you know, I want to bring that to our city and you know, give people hope as well. You know, we're coming out of the pandemic, and people, you know, have been inside almost for 3.5 years. They want to sort of stay home and hunker down. And I'm saying, no, you got to get out and be part of the city and be part of the solution and make our city work.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a big job, and there are a lot of names in the hat out there. When will you make it official?
Well, I'm going to be coming right back at you next week to provide an update on and confirmation on my getting into the race. And, you know, there's many things that have to be done. And April 3rd is coming up fast when nominations open. So my team and I are busy doing that work.
Well, we appreciate hearing more from you, Mitzi. All the best, and thank you for making time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Liberal MPP Mitzi Hunter joining us live here on The Rush as we discuss her interest. She's made it official that she plans to run to become the next mayor of Toronto. That by-election is June 26th. And yeah, just in a week or two, the nominations are going to be open, and we'll probably see many more names popping up. It's going to be an interesting race, and one that I hope you stay engaged in, because if it feels like there are so many options out there and you just want to ignore it, that's not how the city's going to run really well, right? We need more people voting. High voter turnout. A high voter turnout is always what I'm interested in. And if we get more ideas brewing, maybe there can be more conversations going, and we'll have them all here. Right here on The Rush.